Suzanne Shirley.
And this is Big JD's Uncle Brian.
And you're listening to the Jabbercast with
Big JD and Lippo.
Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing all right, I guess.
You look marvelous.
Marvelous. There was a guy on TV that used to say that all the time. Do you remember that guy? Black guy, was commercial or something like that. Simply marvelous. 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 Something.
Somebody used to say it and made fun of other people.
No.
That's not what you're thinking of? It was a black guy, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And it was a commercial. I forget what it was for, but I think it was some kind of drink, like a juice or something.
Sorry. That's not ringing any bells.
Ribose. Who was it that does that, you said?
That's Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
There you go.
He's got a beer fund on his website. And people...
What?
A beer fund.
So, oh, yeah, okay.
So he doesn't have a tip jar. He doesn't ask people to donate.
Somebody can send him... beers.
Yeah. So people...
PayPal
him up and they
PayPal's
say...
PayPal's great.
Well, you go to eBay and a lot of people don't like PayPal.
Why?
I think it's mostly the sellers who don't like it because there's stringent rules and there are opportunities for sellers to get burned.
Opportunities for sellers to get burned?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what the details are.
I know there are a lot more rules in place now than there ever have been with PayPal.
Oh, right. Yeah. I know the dude who I bought my guild from in Colorado, he did not take PayPal. I cut him a check, sent it to him, and prayed he would send me a guitar.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that was trusting.
And how much was the check for? Was it a certified check or just...
Yeah, I think if I certified it, yeah.
Wow. A money order is good for that in case something happens, but I guess once they cash it, I don't know what the deal is.
No, it was... You're right. It was a money order. That's what it was. U.S. money order. $850, I think it was, or something like that.
Could have been worse, I guess. You could have bought a Gibson for like $3,000. Aren't the prices of those things crazy? Wow.
Prices of what?
Gibson Les Pauls and stuff and the acoustics? Man, yeah, they're like huge money.
That's huge money, that's for sure. I know that I just got an email for the latest Slash Les Paul. Mm-hmm. $3,200. Yeah. No, they're not giving those away.
I think the Zach Wilde one is pretty expensive.
With the, it's got
if the, I don't recall, with the, yeah, the bullseye type thing, or what is that on there?
I'm not
sure. Black and white stripe thing.
It looks more like a spiral.
Yeah.
Coming out, but
yeah,
the,
I don't know if it's a spiral or they're just all the same.
But the Slash, the top on it, mm-hmm. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Maple. What's the,
oh, just a wood grain?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's translucent. It's kind of got some kind of cherry translucent. Okay. Deal on them, but yeah, they're not cheap, that's for sure.
No,
you want to know what an expensive guitar is? The new Paul Reed Smith acoustics,
right along. No,
it's crazy, like they're $5,000 starting at $5,000.
That's just right out of control
for an acoustic guitar. Yikes,
who are some of the biggest people that use Paul Reed Smith? I think Nugent uses that now, doesn't he? Still, does he still?
He still uses Paul Reed Smith, yeah. I mean, he's still,
and some Gibsons.
He plays, what are they?
Imagine seeing him running around with a little Fender Telecaster or something. No, that would be weird.
No, 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 that won't happen. And Alex Lifeson, of course, plays Paul Reed Smith's Santana. But yeah, like you say, moving right along.
Anything else happening
around the
Windsor, Ontario area?
This is not Sunday morning and it is not 11 o'clock and you're not...
I wasn't even going to tell anybody.
You weren't going to tell anybody?
No, I wasn't going to, but are now. No, it's okay. We're pre-recording the show. We're pre-taping because Lippo's going to be out of town.
Yeah, I'm going to visit my brother in British Columbia.
Wow.
I'm getting stoked as the day gets closer. Leaving tomorrow night.
Wow, that's coming right up.
And I'm working in the morning.
Blech. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. And you are going to be there for a week, you said?
Going for a week.
Hmm.
Yeah. do some skiing. Kids are going to do some snowboarding.
Oh, that's right. We might be recording a...
possibly a remote show. We'll see.
Keep me posted. We might have to rebroadcast something, maybe.
Maybe.
Because you're not going to be back.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if I do it at any point in time, it'll be while I'm at Big White, while I'm not at my brother's house. We're going away for a couple days to another ski place.
It'd be neat to have you do it from somewhere.
Yeah. And I'm thinking I'm not going to be skiing as much as my kids are going to be out there. So I might be alone in my room. And depending on what the Wi-Fi is like.
In my room. Who is that?
I don't know.
In my room. That's Beach Boys. The one I'm thinking of anyways.
Oh, no. That's not
what that song? In my room.
Oh, yeah. You know what I was thinking of? No. In your eyes. Jeez.
In your eyes.
Yeah. In your... That's Peter Gabriel.
I don't think you should be looking at me that way either.
That's funny. Some guy came up to me. You probably know him. Gabe. You know Gabe?
Yeah?
Yeah. Just came up to me and gave me a hug.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just out of the blue. And then Brad Wiseman was looking over my...
Wow.
Leg. He's like, what the f- is going on over there? Kind of gay actions happening. I'm not in on it.
And then what did he do? Just walk away?
Yeah. Just walk away.
Yeah. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
That is one of the first Mad Max movie, I think.
Just walk away. No, I don't remember that.
The big crazy guy with the bald head and the mohawk and everything.
I'm sorry, I cannot remember lines from that movie. You know I've seen a movie
before. I don't remember lines from anything, but some little things will stick.
And maybe you'll actually write a line that somebody will remember.
Maybe.
In some movie.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
So he gave you a hug. Well, it could have been worse, I guess. He could have patted your bottom or gave your cheek a little pinch.
Oh, yeah. It was a manly hug.
A manly hug. Oh, yeah. Were there arms in between? You know the style?
Oh, yeah. No, there was no. It was chest to chest.
Ooh, okay. Oh, yeah. You had your shirts off.
Yes. And his nipple ring kind of caught my chest hair.
Caught your nipple chain. You guys were locked up for hours.
Boy, this is a G-rated podcast. We do not have the explicit tag on our podcast, so...
That's right. So, get your minds out of the gutter.
Yes, please do that.
And you can purchase your open minds sold separately. And we now sell those at the App Store if you have an iPhone. You can purchase the Jabbercast...
No, don't say
open
that.
Mind sold separately.
Now, you were saying you wanted to make your own iPhone app.
Yes, sir. Got a great idea.
You got a good idea?
Yeah.
And is it a musically related idea?
Music.
No?
I got nothing to do with music. No, it's not.
Okay.
It could be.
Is it...
I think it has something to do with making music.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it more suited to the iPhone, iPod Touch, or is it more suited to the new iPad that's...
Wow. iPad sounds ideal, but... it could be used on any of the three things, any of those things.
Okay. Well, of course.
I'd even make it for the Droid because it's going to sell that well.
That's what a lot of developers are saying.
It's going to cost everybody, though, boy. Give me big bucks.
Really?
Yeah. Huge.
Why?
Well, because all the hardware and everything that attaches to it and stuff.
No, that doesn't sound like a big seller.
I'm just kidding. No. No, it won't be expensive.
But what I'm noticing is a lot of...
T-Money. That's what we should have, a PayPal tea account on the Jabbercast site so people can buy us teas.
Either that or just...
golf teas.
Let's approach a tea company.
Okay.
PG Tips be the first time or Tetley or... yeah, that's right. I think we mentioned this story on the Jabbercast.
Probably. Try to get a sponsorship for Wicked Angel through a tea company. Didn't happen exactly, but they sent... I got a call like from the airport or something to come and pick up a box. So I went down the airport to pick up this box and I had no idea what it was or who it was from or anything. And it was a big, huge box full of the big, like, what is it? 244 or something boxes of Red Rose tea.
144.
Is there a bigger one though?
Yeah, well, there is a bigger one.
280s or 280 something. I don't know. Yeah, they were big.
Yeah. It might be a 288.
Big boxes of Red Rose tea full of them.
That's very nice.
That was so cool.
Red Rose, did you say?
Long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lipton, Red Rose tea. That's who makes Red Rose, Lipton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big Red Rose fan myself.
I was huge Red Rose tea fan at the time.
But you have since realized that there's better tea out there.
No, there is no better tea.
Just kidding.
If I drank regular tea, I would still drink the same thing.
Of course, you're
I switched to green tea and then I switched to decaffeinated tea.
Right.
Naturally.
Right. This is the only caffeine I've had is here. I'm totally decaffeinated guy too.
Oh, you don't drink caffeinated coffees and stuff?
No.
No? You buy decaf at home and everything? Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, actually. My blood pressure says thank you.
Mm. Yeah. Caffeine does something to blood pressure?
Apparently,
just from the hyping you up? Is that what does it?
I'm not sure what it is. Hmm. You're the doctor.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. JD.
Dr. JD. Calling Dr. JD.
Come in, yeah. Dr. JD.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So Sandra Bullock wins Actress of the Year.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's since our last show, wasn't it?
It was the Grammys, the Oscars were on Sunday, yeah.
Grammys? Is that what it was?
No, Oscars.
Emmys? Oscars?
Tonys.
What? What? The pizzas are here?
The pizzas are here.
Hey, let's call Tonys. Oh, speaking of Tonys, man, I was watching some clips of Beetlejuice again.
Yeah.
And there was one of him on speakerphone ordering Chinese food. So somebody's making him order Chinese food, you know, and he's got the big menu, like the, you know, the pamphlet, and it's all opened up and he's reading off it to order stuff.
Yeah.
And he turns it upside down and he orders some things and right side back up and sideways and everything. Like he's reading this thing and he can't figure anything out and he's ordering stuff.
Was he actually saying stuff that was on the menu?
Yeah, I guess so. He was reading some of it. And some of it he was ordering the price. And they had to like find it on their end. What cost that much money? Oh, okay, you want this. It was hilarious. Jeez. It was beautiful, man. He's just incredible. I love that guy, Beetlejuice. I'd do anything for an interview with Beetlejuice. Anything.
Well, put the call out.
I've tried, and it's hard to get a hold of all them people. I'd have to go right to Stern somehow.
No.
Because the Beetlejuice thing, he's got a website and everything, and it just, but he must have nothing works.
Must have a publicist of some kind.
I've looked for everything. I will again.
But did you watch the...
I seen some of it. Lana was watching it.
Yeah. I cannot stand watching award shows.
But I'll tell you what I thought was really odd is that the Hurt Locker, the awards that Hurt Locker won, and the Best Director. I didn't really get that. Did you watch Hurt Locker? And what did you think of it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Huh? I didn't really get it, man. I watched half of it and just shut it off and watched half another day. Because it just... I don't know.
The story was that slow.
Yeah, it was not, didn't really seem to be about anything.
That's pretty
bad.
It was
about the war in Iraq, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I don't know. There was just no real story to it or anything. They just followed a few guys around there. And
wow.
I don't know.
And it won Best Picture.
Best Picture and Director.
That's right. Bigelow chick. We talked about it on last show.
What's his name's ex?
Yeah.
Cameron.
Yeah.
Diaz. No, James Cameron.
James.
Avatar didn't win even.
It did win some Oscars, though.
Something, yeah, but... Yeah.
Didn't win...
If I'm not mistaken, then maybe the best screenplay, too, was Hurt Locker. I'm not sure. I think it might have been. And he was a first-time screenwriter guy.
Yeah, we had this whole discussion. Yeah,
okay, and there's some controversy over him stealing that, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's not a controversy, it's a lawsuit.
Yeah, lawsuit. Controversial lawsuit.
With Jeffrey Figer, who was...
Oh, Figer from Michigan.
Yeah.
Was the guy from Michigan that wrote it?
The guy who actually lived it, you mean?
Oh, he was from Michigan.
I think
and that's why Figer's got, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and who's the doctor? Dr. Death?
That's Figer. Kevorkian.
Kevorkian, yeah.
Yeah, he was his lawyer, yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore.
Figer doesn't do what anymore?
No, I don't think Kevorkian, he's still alive, isn't he? But he doesn't do that, what he did anymore,
is he still
anymore,
in jail?
He?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
I think he was out, but and then he didn't do that anymore after.
Oh, I think you're right. He did get out. Yeah, he doesn't do that. Well, if he does do it, he's keeping a pretty low profile.
And I think he spent some time in jail, yeah, but I don't think that they, I mean, I don't know how against the law it ended up being, really, that he could actually go do it again and get away with it somehow or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was.
You know, obviously, because he did to a lot of people and he didn't spend a life of time in jail or
but
anything.
But he didn't do anything.
The well, no.
Did
I'm
it
just
to themselves.
Saying whatever it is he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Assisted suicide, that's what it was. So
he facilitated their death.
The Ford Taurus making new police vehicles, V6 Ford Tauruses.
What? Really?
V6 only Ford Taurus for police.
Must be
showing them off in Vegas at some
car show.
Yeah, there you go.
The Vegas car show.
Yeah, the Vegas car show. the VCS.
Wow. Because, you know, they're getting rid of the cars they make down the highway there. What are they called? Crown Victorias.
Yeah.
That plant is shutting down.
Sticking with Ford, though.
Sticking with Ford, yeah. Because, well, it's hard to say. I think they were sticking with Ford because at the time when they probably signed that contract, Ford was the only company that seemed viable.
Right.
You know, GM was, both the other companies are bankrupt. And what are they going to do? Get a Toyota cop car?
Well, when you're driving that fast as a police officer, you want to be able to stop. And they had problems with the brakes, didn't they? And they had problems with the gas pedals. So they could go faster. So maybe it is a good idea.
Yeah.
Who knows? They should start making anchors for the Toyota vehicles.
Oh, that's
a great
idea.
You just throw it out, stop.
Or?
Manual stopping.
You make the grill into, what are those things that the police put down on the road to spike bars or whatever?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So just you like you launch it like launch it in front of you, then you drive over it, and then it blows your tires out.
Oh, nice. Or a parachute.
Parachute, that there you go. That's perfect.
That's the best solution, yes. I think. Yeah. It's either that or a hole in the floor so you can stick your feet down like the Flintstones and stop.
Yes, the editorial cartoonist for the Windsor Star, the local paper, drew that cartoon, that exact same cartoon.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mike Graston is his name. Give him credit where credit's due.
Now, speaking of local people, there's an artist I was had to go to the hospital the other day, and downstairs is painted huge murals everywhere, mm-hmm. and they're by that guy Martin something. You know who I mean? He paints everything.
No,
he's incredible.
Is it like?
I think he real? Did. He might have done downstairs here in our
foyer.
No, lobby? It's a, no, it's in the pool room and everything. There's like this huge scene thing.
Oh yeah, is it like?
Oh geez, what's his name now?
Realistic life kind of thing, or
yeah, yeah. This one is of Paris actually on the wall downstairs in the hospital, and it's like he's just amazing. But he draws like castle looking walls, and he'll draw like the old wooden door with the big huge knocker things and the and plant things all over. And
did you say huge like, knockers?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
this is a clean show.
Yeah,
and I said it in singular, I think. Huge knocker. No. And
but you
and
got a mastectomy.
All kinds of scenes and things. That, no, I didn't go there for that. And what else does he do? Have I seen him do? Like this, what do you call it? Banister staircase type thing. You know, like castle type things is really great at that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it'll make your place look like it's huger than it is the way that art is. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just amazing. And you'd know who it is probably if I could remember his name.
Sorry.
I can say it escapes me.
It's not coming really to him.
He is really good. Any news from you?
Oh, yeah. We got news.
Okay. What do you got?
In Japan, it's the oarfish. You know what an oarfish is? They are ugly dudes.
I don't know.
They grow up to 15 feet long.
Wow.
No, 15 meters, which would be 45 feet long.
45-foot fish?
Yeah.
That's like a whale.
But they're skinny. Well, when I say skinny, they're like this, but 45 foot long.
Skinny because it's a long end.
And a head that's like, but it's a deep water fish.
It's like a huge eel of some kind.
Yeah, that's what it looks, but it's got a fish head, an ugly fish head. And it typically, of all the fish that are at the bottom of the ocean, those are the ugly ones. The ones that never see the light of day.
Yeah, they're down there in the ocean bottom.
Just reading from Yahoo. Ancient fishing lore and modern marine biology are both unnerved by the number of rare oarfish that have been washing up along the Sea of Japan. To fishermen, the legendary oarfish, a deep sea fish that can grow up to 15 meters long, heralds either a great catch or an earthquake. So usually when these fish come to the surface, which they never do normally, it means there's going to be an earthquake.
Really?
Yeah. And there have been earthquakes in Taiwan, which is not too far away from the Sea of Japan or even the coast of Japan. But since November, at least 19 of these have washed up. So it's like you don't get to see these. They don't see them often.
Right.
Like you can't go catch them or anything. These ones came to the surface. They were either dead or they died soon after they had surfaced. So something's going on at the bottom of the ocean over there that's bringing these rare oarfish up to the surface. So either we're going to get a big earthquake or something's going on. I'm not sure. But we have been having lots of earthquakes recently. There was one in Taiwan. We had the one in Haiti. And the big one in Chile.
Right.
So
more and more natural disasters.
Or if,
as we head into 2012.
Yeah. Or if you believe Adam Curry of No Agenda podcast, it's the earthquake machine at work. And he thinks, seems to think that China owns one and the United States owns one of these earthquake machines.
Hey, you never know. Conspiracy theories.
It is somewhat of a conspiracy theory.
And this week's show topic, what's in a name? We're talking about names. Not necessarily people's names, but...
just names of everything.
Any kind of name. A funny name, maybe. We did an actual... what was what we did before? A funny name show or something? Or a funny words, I think, show we
funny
did
words,
that one time.
Yes.
That was pretty good. I like that. That was fun. Because there are a lot of funny words, but there are a lot of funny names.
There sure are. Big JD.
Yeah. That's not as funny as Lippo.
It's not
Big
as
JD
fun.
Is like your... is like a... I mean, it's initials, you know what I mean? Lippo's not initials. Lippo's something that makes you wonder what it's from. You going to tell us a story? Again, you have before. The Lippo story?
The how I got the name Lippo?
Yeah.
I've said it on the Jabbercast?
I think you have.
Grade four? I did not. In grade four, girls had cooties.
Of course they did. They still do, don't they?
In grade four.
Oh, okay.
All the grade four girls have cooties. And then in grade eight, they give you a vaccination for... cervical cancer.
Jesus. From Navarone.
There's a name.
Navarone. Or Jesus.
No. Jesus. So, this girl named... So I ended up... I didn't have my cootie protection on my hand.
And you got cooties.
And this girl came walking towards me, Angela Anderson, and I had to run away from her. So I just turned really quick and made a dash, and I tripped over the projection cord. And I did like a somersault in the air, landed on the heater that's against the wall of all classrooms. And I must have been out of it for a minute or two. And then when I woke up, all these people were standing around me. So it was a big deal. And then Gerardo Tobin called me Flippo for a day or two. But then, like you say, Lippo is funner to say, or it's whatever, you know, it's looter or whatever. And then I was Lippo from that point on. And another thing happened that my name actually got put in the yearbook like 2 or 3 years later because everybody was calling me Lippo at school.
Right, yeah.
And then once it got in the yearbook, other people heard about it. And then
you start getting phone calls.
And then I started selling drugs as a teenager on the streets. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course. I'm sure you didn't do that, but it was good that I was known as Lippo because people were looking for the drug dealer Lippo.
Yeah.
Those days are all behind me now, though. So I can say it kind of with not pride, but it's like one of those stupid things I did that I...
Oh, you did that for real?
Sold
on the street corner.
I used to sell marijuana cigarettes, yeah. Otherwise known as joints, doobies.
Yeah, nice.
Nice. 1 for 3, 2 for 5.
I thought you told a different story, though, about something to do with like your brother. You got the name somehow from something to do with that.
Well,
your brother or you...
My circle of friends knew me as Lippo, but nobody else
me?
Knew me as
Lippo. I'm a part of your circle.
But when I started hanging around with my brother, I started hanging around with my brother and his friends. And once they found out about the Lippo thing, then that's when it kind of got spread far and wide, like through the whole town. And I run into people to this day that knew me back then.
And they're looking for drugs.
No. They said, Lippo, it's all I know you buy is Lippo.
Now he's selling jewelry and stuff out of what do you call those big long coats?
Trench coat.
Selling
yes.
watches.
No, not selling watches or any other kind of jewelry.
My dad did that, brought back thousands of watches, like cheap from New York when they'd go away.
Yeah.
Like tons of watches.
Really?
And sold them all the time, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Always sold watches. Like
that's,
crazy.
That's too funny.
Yeah. And everybody bought them, man.
He'd bought them for 10.
Movados and Rolexes and everything.
Right, of
like,
course.
You know, all the, what do you call them? The replicas stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He bought them for 10 and he sold them for 20 probably.
Whatever it was. We were in watches like crazy forever. Watches were like nothing to us, to have a different watch every day and then just throw it away when the battery died.
And you always knew what time it was.
We did. Always knew what time it was.
And what time is it now, Big JD?
It's time to continue on with the show topic.
All right.
What's in a name? So we can talk about other nicknames and things like that. Actually, I have a little interview too as well that I did with my aunt and uncle about... a couple of different nicknames. And I don't even remember. Oh, one's her nickname. One's his nickname. And I think there's something else in there, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But so what about people that have different names, like my grandmother, whose name is Goldie. That's different.
And her last name is?
Sort of, you know. Golden.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the whole, that's the clincher right there that I, I forgot about the punchline. Goldie Golden, yeah.
And that's
but even just name. Goldie is kind of a rare name, but.
Sure. Rare is a, not, that's, I
you
don't
know.
Know
well, there's know. A, there's a.
There's Gold in My Ear.
Gold in My Ear. There's Go to My PC. There's, go, no, there's, what's the, Goldie, oh, something about
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn.
There okay. we go.
Wow.
There's two Goldies.
Goldie's Place, which is a song by early Whitesnake, like from the very first record album. Goldie's Place. I don't know who Goldie was, but.
Could have been Goldie
Maybe
Hawn.
It was my grandmother.
Or it could have been your grandmother.
Grandmother. Yeah. Who turns 90, by the way, like, wow.
Today's
the 12th. Tomorrow maybe. I think it's the 13th for real. We're having it on Sunday, a celebration. 90 years old.
I hope Goldie it's a big Golden. Celebration.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember Kim's grandmother turned 90. We wrote a song for her.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I will.
Awesome
play it idea. On my acoustic.
No, play it on your uke.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something. What a great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Maybe I should have you write it. You've been writing. Yeah, so Goldie Golden, that's something. And the song by Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue.
Oh, yeah.
About naming his kid Sue, so he'll be tough later, yes. you know, from being teased
right.
and learn how to fight and everything. You think anybody ever really did that?
No, but there's a lot of guys' names that are somewhat feminine.
Or could go either way.
Oh, of course.
Not necessarily that the person goes either way.
No.
But the name could.
It's a hermaphrodite of a name.
Jeez. Beautiful analogy. Not to be confused with anal.
So what's one? Edgy. I know guys named Kim.
Okay, yeah, Kim. Terry.
Terry's another good one.
What else is there? There are some that I think they have the male and female, like Michael and Michelle.
Oh, right.
Or there's other ones like that. Daniel and Danielle.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Those kinds of things.
Right.
Those kinds of names that are... As if, I guess it seems to be usually French names, too. Is that a French, too? Daniel and yeah, Danielle?
But I think there's a Latin thing about that.
Hmm.
It's a name I just mentioned a little while ago. It's a weird name. Gerarda.
Gerarda?
Gerarda. That's the girl who named Lippo.
Her first name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is odd.
So they wanted a boy.
Foreign. Must have been European or something.
Tobin. They were
Irish. Oh, they were Tobin?
Yeah. They all had... either black hair or bright orange red hair and freckles.
Either black or flaming red hair.
Yeah.
That's
and they were
crazy,
all
extreme.
6 feet plus.
Wow. The girl too?
Yeah.
In grade four with cooties? She, even her cooties were 6 feet tall.
No, it was Angela Anderson who had the cooties. But Gerarda, she was very manly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what color was her hair?
Black.
But naturally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Naturally. Naturally.
Naturally. What is that? That's an old song.
Yeah, it's an old song. 60s.
That is the digit. Naturally.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is yet.
I don't know what it is.
If anyone stops like that, is it? Naturally. Very nice. It'd be nice to get all these songs and play them in the background from everything. Actually, I was singing a little something from a Edie Brickell song recently. There's a funny name, kind of. Edie.
Edie.
Like, you know... That's my own Jewish name, old Jewish name, I guess.
Short for Edie. Edith, wouldn't it be?
Yeah. I don't know if her name is actually Edith or Edie, though.
Oh, maybe.
Edie, it could be Edie, but yeah, you think that was short for like Phyllis, Phil being short for Phyllis. And there's also some names like Phil and Phil that are spelled differently for a man and a woman. P-H-I-L for Phil, my guy, and P-H-Y-L, Phil, Phyllis for a woman.
Right. For a woman, yeah. That's right.
There must be other ones like that.
Probably, yeah.
I'd and just the spelling for some names like Jeffrey, R-E-Y-E-R-Y-G-E-O-F-F.
Yep.
R-E-Y.
Yes.
Stephen with a V or a P-H.
I had a PhD once.
And sometimes they pronounce it Stephen or sometimes Stephen.
Yeah, I know. I hate the P-H thing. I never know what
I'll
to
call
say.
My kid Stephen with a V and pronounce it Stephen.
My kid.
Yeah, you like that?
That'd be
and it'll
day.
Be a girl.
That'll be the day.
And it'll be short for Stephanie.
There you go. Stephanie is probably
Stephen and Stephanie and yeah, something like that. And people would probably call, you know, when they want to call a guy, call him names, we'll call him Stephanie.
Or just Steph for short.
Or Steph, yeah. But that's okay, a guy. but Stephanie, if you call a guy yeah. whose name's Steven or Stefan,
Steph.
Stephanie would be kind of gay. Then there's the, what's that?
I was going to say there's nothing wrong with being gay.
No, there isn't.
No.
I'm just saying that leans towards, you know, when you call a guy a girl's name.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing at all wrong with gay, and I would never insinuate that there is.
Good.
If anything's wrong, it's being straight. I feel so trapped.
I would discuss the whole thing if humans were...
Why do you have to say it's disgusting?
No, I love... One thing I think we have discussed before is if humans were left to, if the natural course of things, all humans would be females eventually. Because all life forms will eventually turn into hermaphrodite or go into...
Is that true? Why?
There's some kind of formula that people have done. I don't know. But
really? We'll have to do a show on that.
Yeah, I'd love to do a show on it. But there's this recent study about frogs. Totally sidetracked here, but this is somewhat newsy as well, but they found that this
40-foot frog in Japan.
No, the pesticide that they put on 90% of all crops, mm-hmm. corn, wheat, the big three, beans.
You meant Ford Chrysler and okay.
Soybeans. 90% of the pesticides that are put on is this one pesticide, I don't know what the name of it is, but what they're finding is that the drainage goes into the waterways and a lot of frogs that are exposed to this
chemical
male frogs turn into females.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Their skin is so thin that everything absorbs into it, and there's a lot less frogs. So they were looking into why is there less frogs? Because there's a lot less males.
So how old would a frog be that turns into a female? Does it have to be a tadpole, or is it
3 years old? 3 years of being exposed to this chemical.
Even if it's been an older male frog, how long does a frog live?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure how long a frog lives, but a frog that is totally male will lay eggs. When I say it's a female, I'm just saying it can lay eggs.
Wow.
It does lay eggs.
What am I saying? Butt.
I'm not sure how that works, but it's pretty crazy. Just let you know that we all turn into females.
Here's a cool game that you can play and impress your friends with. And it's, I like to do it with extending my hand as a greeting and make up a name that is a name of something, but it has a person's name in it, like Bob for apples, Bob Frapples.
Bob Frapples.
Frapples, Bob Frapples. How are you?
How you doing?
You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And even names, nicknames. How are you?
Mike Hunt.
Yeah, yeah, okay. This is a clean show.
Just said Mike Hunt.
Yes, you did. Mike Hunt. Very nice. There's a lot more, too. Like, there's Terscale, Rick Terscale. How are you?
Terscale.
Frank Furter. How you been?
Terscale.
Terscale, yeah. Rick Terscale. It's kind of like those things where you, back in school days, you hear these little things that somebody made up an author's name, like a book called Rusty Bedsprings by I.P. Knightley. Those kind of things. Yes. Those are funny. But yeah, this is good. And you can come up with millions of them. Like, I don't know, DeLion, Dandelion. How are you?
Dandelion. Nice.
The women ones, I think, are a little bit harder.
Probably, yeah.
I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head, and I can't.
How about when you go into, I don't mean to distract you, but...
Lingatnite, caroling at night.
Caroling at night.
Okay. So when you go into...
Starbucks, and I ask you your name.
Yeah. Oh, to pick up your order.
Pick up your order later.
Hunt.
I was asked that. I was listening to something where they gave out just crazy names. I wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah?
And I wanted to say Lippo. Because when they call your name when...
Right, yeah.
You know.
That wouldn't be anything out of the ordinary, though.
No, I'm just saying we should just make everybody who's listening to the show right now, next time you go to a store, just make up a name.
Oh, make one up and do it.
The name that you wanted to be called way back. The name that you love.
Jojo.
Jojo.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Bingham.
Whatever.
Yeah, my name's Bingham.
Think of your own name that you'd like to be and give the guy.
Right? When you're there by yourself, just a guy and say, any name? Susie. Susan. You know, Susan, yeah, that's me.
That was the first thing I thought of when he said it. I'm like, oh, I should just ask girl's name. You yeah. only have one. I was totally taken off guard.
Carlette. Tyrone.
What about names for names? Mm. What's another name for a name?
Jeez.
A what designation. Have you ever heard of honorific? Oh, okay. How about a title?
That's when you have a great Hanukkah celebration. That's what is it?
Honorific. Honorific.
Oh, okay.
Not that I've ever heard of that.
What is it?
A tag. Someone gives you a tag or a handle. Epithet or label. A moniker.
Oh, these are all words for name. Yeah.
A word for name.
Mm-hmm. Moniker. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Moniker. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Sorry. Go take it from where you were going.
Oh, no, that's pretty good. Are there more?
Well, there's the top names in like a name for somebody who's famous kind of thing. Celebrity, star, superstar, VIP, leading light. Those are all nouns, but then there is the verb to name something, to call, to give name to dub. You dub somebody to label them, to style them.
Style them. Yeah. You had a beautiful thing about style before, and I've used it in some emails as a signature. Style is always a function of style.
Oh, something like that.
Yeah, that was good. That was one of my favorites.
And I found that information in Spotlight.
I had one from Lana, too, that I used all the time, a signature. I can't remember what it is now. Something like, I'll just smash your face in.
Nice. Not. Nice.
Cars.
What about cars?
Have some pretty incredible names. And I think we've mentioned some of these before, maybe on the funny words, like DeSoto. That's probably somebody's name, right?
It was someone's name.
Yeah, that's a different name, though. DeSoto.
Sure is.
You know.
Car names, there is a science or an art to that. And it seems like a lot of them end in a vowel. You know what I mean? It's like something raw.
DeSoto. It's an O, right? DeSoto.
DeSoto, yeah.
DeSoto, yeah.
DeSoto, yeah. But I think a lot of Americans call it DeSoto. A DeSoto. Yeah? I don't know
why. Call pop soda.
Yes, they do. Different names for things.
There's another name for pop, too, isn't there? Pop, soda, and soft drink.
Soft drink.
Well, fountain or bottled?
Draft for me, please.
Whoa.
But what was I going with?
Vowels at the end of it, like Corolla has a vowel on the end.
Yeah.
What else does? Hummer has a vowel on the
end.
What? It's an X, silent. X isn't a vowel.
No, sometimes Y.
I don't know.
A-E-I-O-U.
What else is there that has will have a vowel on the end of a car name? I don't know if I find that.
No way.
Corvette, yes.
Yes,
silent
that's
E.
Not what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking like the sound or O sound. Sorry, I don't have any.
Is there material. Any other? What's another car name that of recent? That Jeep?
I think when I hear them, I think, why that? It's just some car names are just horrible.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Some don't make sense.
Aurora comes to mind.
Aurora, yeah.
That's
or the Aztec.
Aztec, yeah. There's either a hard vehicle. Ending on it, like Tech or Intrepid or, you know, it's like a hard ending.
Sebring. That's Sebring. Kind of soft ending, isn't it?
Yes, it does. Kind I think soft. That's named after a city.
Well, you were talking about fish earlier in the news sector. Some fish names are kind of funny, like tuna, mahi mahi.
Those are all car names.
No, they're not. Dolphin.
Mahi mahi is tuna.
Yeah, but it's some kind of other tuna.
I think it's seared. It's the way it's prepared, I believe, yes.
But when they're raw, they're raw. Like, you can go buy mahi mahi, and you can go buy tuna, and they're all raw, really.
Do you? Okay. That's
I don't know.
Very likely.
If it's salmon.
Salmon.
Maybe not to be confused with salmonella, but you can get salmonella a lot from fish. Whale is sort of a funny name.
And when I hear, you used to mention salmon, which is salmon.
Right.
The L is silent. Mm-hmm. Lately, I'm hearing people use the L word, like a word with a silent L in it, and they're actually pronouncing the L in it, like stalk. Oh, that guy's stalking him. And when I walk to work, I'm like, why are you pronouncing that L? It's silent. Stop that.
I've stopped pronouncing the L. So that's what I do. A-ot now.
Mahi-mahi is not
I do that
tuna.
A-ot.
I thought it was tuna, but it's not. Mahi-mahi is a dolphin fish or rakingo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What about those other Japanese things? Can you eat those? I wonder.
The orfish?
Did they ever say anything about that?
Yeah.
You can eat them? Yeah.
Yeah. You can eat them. I think that's who's picking them up and they're processing them.
If they came to me in a Japanese restaurant and said, do you want or? And I'm like, well, you didn't give me the first choice.
You want or fish?
Do you want or?
Fish.
What? Yeah. Do you want or
first
fish?
Thing? Yeah. Chicken or fish? Chicken or fish?
Some funny words, I guess, actually, are like loopy is funny. We should have a funny word show. I should probably be saving these. Loopy, nodes, jubilee is funny. And Frankfurter, that's something that I used before. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Biblical names are often used for people.
Yes. I think my son's name, Jonas, is somewhat.
Oh, yours would be too, probably. Michael.
Yes.
Is...
And back in the day...
But do you think that... Would that be biblical or French?
I think it's both.
It is both. But I mean, why... What do you think it was... Or was it for somebody in your family to be named after?
Back in the day, when I was being named, and a lot during the first part of the 20th century, a lot of people were named after Bible names.
Right.
You know, we got John and Mary. Huge.
Back. Well, I guess mine is too. Joseph. And David.
I thought your name was JD.
It is.
Joseph and David.
Joseph David.
So
Jody.
I know a friend of mine who was planning on having four kids and he was going to call them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he was having planning on four
Did
boys.
Did he do it all?
No, they only had two boys.
And well, they could switch all those over to girls. Marquette, Luquette.
But you mentioned Jody. Jody is
man or woman.
Yeah, I'm rapping that name.
Do you remember Buffy and Jody? Not to be confused with Vampire Slayers?
Yes.
Family Affair, I think it was called, right?
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. You should have been doing Lowen.
Yes.
Obviously. And then Buffy went on to be in movies and stuff, I think, too. But he was in Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. Do you remember that? Saturday mornings?
No.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. It was a Marty and Sidney Croft thing.
Oh, that's...
And they had an aunt
Zelda, is that the H.R. Puffin stuff?
Same guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. The two brothers.
But not related to Seals and Croft.
Well, they may be.
No,
yeah.
Croft was cousins.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think.
I don't recall exactly. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipple. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Rollin' on Detroit is a unique and inspirational reality TV show that transforms displaced Michigan workers into film and television crews. While engineers become cameramen, line workers become gaffers, and salespeople become editors, viewers witness Motown's transformation to Movie Town. Get ready for Rollin' On, the reality TV show, and Rod Pod, the Rollin' On Detroit video podcast, coming soon to the iTunes Store. For more information and to get involved, visit www.rollinondetroit.com.
Got an Apple computer? It's All Things Mac on the Easy Mac Podcast. Join the Easy Mac guys, Jeff and Mike, at www.easymacpodcast.com or simply search Easy Mac at the iTunes Store. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Mac, Easy Mac Podcast.
Need a fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPlante's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Oh, actually, by the way, when's the new Border City Radio Podcast come out?
It's out.
Oh, it is out?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably in my iTunes thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even
You don't even know who's on it, do you?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. You'll be surprised.
Cool.
I should tell you, though.
You can tell me?
Somebody you know really good.
Who?
Wicked Angel's on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, sweet. Love those guys.
I know, they're awesome.
We'll get in a commercial for them after. The Animals from Retrospective, which is like a double CD. And this song is called A Girl Named Sandoz, which is very heavy.
I'm a huge Eric Burdon fan.
Yeah. Eric Burdon in War. Eric Burdon in The Animals. They went under a few different names. Same with, what's his name there? Alvin Lee.
Yeah.
He was in like a lot of different named bands. Alvin yes. Lee.
10 years after.
And then 10 years later or something, they was calling a band for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then there's another one or two different things as well, but was a little funky.
Hey, this is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel, Canada's power metal trio. By now, you're probably aware that we recently released a CD, The Remastered Collection 2009. It's a compilation of past tracks, remastered, including a brand new song, New World Rising. It's available in hard copy and MP3 download at many fine online music retailers, including CDNRecords.com, Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and CDBaby.com. Pick up a copy and crank it up! Hey, this is Big JD from Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Just wanted to make sure you know that our double-length debut CD is available now at most online music retailers, including Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and the iTunes Store. It's some of the heaviest blues you'll find anywhere. It's available for digital download, so download a copy today and crank it up!
You say you wanna leave.
Uh, I'm going to go ahead and play a little interview that I did with my aunt and uncle about their nicknames.
What's in a name?
Scarhead.
Chi-Chi. Let's talk about Chi-Chi, and we'll talk about Scarhead. Chi-Chi, how did that come about?
That came about because when I was 5 years old, we used to listen to radio shows. And this one radio show had a little girl who was 5 years old, and her name was Chi-Chi on the show. And in our home, my cousins were living with us. So my cousin Shirley and I, of course, had the same name, Shirley. So we couldn't distinguish. And they said, we'll call one of them Chi-Chi. And it happened to be me because I was the younger one. So I was lucky. Now I'm Chi-Chi.
Let's talk about Scarhead. How'd you get that name?
Well, that came upon when Jeff Oppen kind of rammed my head over with his motorcycle. And
We have a picture of that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. But just prior to that, I had to have a little bit of brain surgery, so now I have the electronics in the brain, which are pretty cool.
Now you can run the change the channel on the TV without a remote.
Not bad.
Well, you can play tennis, though, without a paddle.
Well, I get a lot of music on my iPod now.
Oh, yeah. Just transfer it from...
That's about it. Well, how about Jiffy Pop?
Okay, how'd that come about?
The first time I heard Jiffy Pop was...
When you were a kid, probably.
No, I was at your dad's place there, and he called you Jiffy Pop.
Oh, I never really thought of that. He did, though.
And then I started saying it.
Yeah, you know, he's probably only called me that a handful of times, probably. I don't really recall it even, but I sort of recall him saying that once in a while.
Yeah, that's
funny.
That's actually where I got it from was at your dad's place. That one time he said Jiffy Pop, and it kind of stuck in my head.
Huh. Vaguely, I can remember him calling me that.
Oh, yes. Jeff used to call, Jeff and Michael, your brother, called Lynn and Mark Lou and Mop when they were little.
Because you couldn't really say it, probably.
Couldn't say Lynn and Mark.
Did your parents ever call you anything other than your real name?
Yeah, you don't want to hear that one.
Okay. What about, did you have a nickname at all when you were growing up, like as a kid or a teen or anything like that? Did people call you something?
Iron Man.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah. And that was because in 72 I had my left wrist crushed, and they had to put metal in my wrist, and everybody started calling me Iron Man. And then the other nickname I got, my CB handle, was Toolbox, because I was a carpenter.
Ah, Toolbox. Better than just being called Tool.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, I thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us on the Jabbercast.
Well, I hope we didn't take up the whole
cast.
So, yeah, talking to them a little bit about their nicknames and a couple of nicknames of mine.
Nicknames.
From when I was a kid or whatever, yeah. Nicknames.
Yeah. People like nicknames, I think.
You think so? People like to have nicknames or people like to call people by their nicknames?
Both. I think both. My buddy Jeff, he has a nickname for everybody.
Yeah.
And he'll just say, oh, yeah, I was talking to Toons the other day, and he told me that he got, what? Toons? Who's Toons? It's some guy I've known for my entire life, but he's got a nickname for him, Toons. You don't even want to ask him why. Why do they call him Toons? And he'll just go, I don't know.
I used to be like that. It was Mad Dog.
I used
to like to call people by a nickname all the time, I think.
And his name's Mad Dog.
Yeah, his name's Mad Dog. He would call me Opie.
Oh, would he? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he liked to call me.
He would call me Lippo.
Yeah. Well, that's your real name.
For sure. You know what he's doing now, eh?
Don't tell me. He's not still at the plant, one of the plants, GM or whatever?
No.
What's he doing now?
Yeah.
He's not cooking.
Yes.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Where at?
He went to...
Did you tell me this? Maybe he went to school again or something.
Yeah, in the Niagara area.
Oh, he's not here anymore?
No, he's Humberland? No, Humber. Is it Humber? H-U-M-B-E-R, that's the name of the school.
Humber College in Toronto or wherever.
I think, somewhere around there, yeah.
He went there or he's just still going there now?
I think he might still be there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was a good cook way back when.
Yes, he was.
Made some really wild things.
He made wild things, yes. And he liked to eat food, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Did he actually ever attend school for that in any way or he just liked it and
just
learned
liked
on his
it,
own?
Yeah. Yeah, I think his, I know his dad is into, he got that from his dad.
Chefism.
What do they call him? Foodies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've got a pair of those on now.
A pair of those? Wow.
Foodies. footies. Not to be confused with footsie.
And he was into bodybuilding too.
Mad Dog?
Yeah.
Maybe at some time, yeah. Not ever since I ever known him.
Oh no,
Well, no. Maybe when he was younger. I don't think he did much. Did he do much bodybuilding when?
Yeah, we had a gym at GM, and he would be.
Okay,
in
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty big guy, but I mean, he was also. You know, he liked to eat.
He liked to eat.
So I mean, but yeah, he was.
And he drove his bike a lot.
No, he didn't drive his bike a lot. Oh, his bicycle he rode all the time.
Yeah. Why you say he had a bike?
He rode like crazy. He bought a motorcycle off me at one time.
Oh, did he really?
Never did drive it. Never rode it, I don't think.
I never remember.
He bought a 1969 Triumph Bonneville off me and just kept it in the garage down underneath his place or whatever.
Rings a bell, yeah.
Gray Bonneville.
Yeah.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there was a couple of things I wanted to... one thing I really wanted to mention, and the other one that I wanted to say something about for Tech Talk, and I don't think I can find it now either. It was on a page that probably updated and changed on me, but it was a USB bracelet, like a medical alert type bracelet that you wear, like if you got diabetes or whatever, but it had all your medical records in it. And it would go on and the USB part would snap into the other part, you know what I mean? But you could take it off, plug it in the computer and put your records and stuff or whatever. Or maybe it's, you know, I don't know how you get your records on there. Do you have your own documents or something? You just put it on there? Like, you know, it's obviously, it was called like a medical bracelet with your medical records on it. So I don't know how that works or if you're, you know, some doctor's offices do that or I don't know what it is, but, or do you just put your documents on it as if it was like a jump drive? You know what I mean?
I think in the States where healthcare is whacked out, I think a lot of HMOs will
provide you with something
exactly.
The hospital could read or whatever.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. That's kind of neat. But the other thing was a door camcorder DVR, which I thought was pretty cool. It's a small little camcorder type thing, $199. And it has a SD card inside it to record on. But you know how that you have the peepholes in your front door?
Yes.
Well, that's what it is. But on the other end is a little baby screen and it records as well. And I guess it works off of, you know, if somebody stands in front of it, it starts to record.
Right.
But it's got the long thing. So you exchange your peephole in your door, your apartment door or whatever for this thing.
Right.
And that's what it is.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
Isn't that neat? So even if you're not home and somebody comes to your door or if you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, eh?
I love that idea.
$199. It's not bad either, honestly.
The price of security cameras even is coming way down.
I'll bet you the price of those things, they're brass and they're, you know what I mean? I think those got to be
probably
at least $10 for sure, but maybe $20, $30 or something for those stupid things.
I think it's more than 10, that's for sure.
Yeah, see?
But the price of security cameras, that's come way down because I'm considering... getting some
security set up, yeah.
Because I can't see my driveway from inside the house.
Would you get something that you would have hooked up to the computer,
something that would just hop on the network, basically?
Yeah. That's cool.
Some kind of box set.
I like the whole automated home systems. That would be good to talk to about sometime at Tech Talk or for a show.
X11 technology.
Complete home automation.
Right.
For your coffee maker, from your coffee maker to your lights to your...
Yeah.
Wall sockets, whatever.
Exactly.
Everything.
That's
like
where
X11 turns on and off.
That's the whole scheme behind X11. Everything's plugged. Everything that's plugged in, and you plug it into the X11 module. And
is X11 what's the thing that you can put on with your disc, or is that I'm thinking of something else?
No, maybe you're thinking of something else. I don't know.
It's an option to put on or not with your Leopard disc. What is that? X11. X something.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it X11?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
though?
That's what you run GIMP in.
Yeah, yeah. Is that not X11?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But the whole thing with that deal, the home automation, is no matter where you are, because there's home automation apps. So you could be in Hawaii and turn your lights off or do whatever you got to do. You're looking at my...
I'm looking at his iPhone case, cover,
skin.
Whatever.
It's called a skin.
Yeah. Is that ever cool? What is it?
That is a...
like, who's the dude?
Ralph Steadman is the artist.
He's
the
guy, yeah.
He did the artwork on Pink Floyd's Wall, and that's artwork from that he did for the book Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Okay. It's pretty neat. And I like the fact, too, that it's black and white.
Well, I don't. I think about it, there's tons of these. I think this was
meant... Is it black and white, though?
No.
Or is that the black from your phone?
It's the black from my phone.
It goes really thin here or something then, like... Or...
Yeah, it's pretty tapered.
It's pretty neat.
I think this would look much better on a white-backed phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I didn't really realize that until actually, because I didn't know how big this really was when I ordered it.
Right.
But I think it would look a lot better on a white phone, because there's tons that are there's black all around the edges, and that would meld into.
Yeah, I thought it's kind of neat, though. But no protection, though, eh? Really? Just,
no.
It's
just something to... Because this part of the back of your phone, I don't ever look at it. You know?
Yeah, I guess. It's just put it down all the time on it.
Yeah, and it's kind of looking a little,
Yeah. I wonder if this will wear off, though, too.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if it will wear off, too. They weren't much.
Pretty cool, though, man.
$10.
That's pretty neat.
That's Hunter S. Thompson. That's a great book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Well, it's a movie,
Did you like that movie? I thought it was the most stupidest, dumbest
waste of time
I ever saw.
The movie didn't really capture the book. And Hunter S. Thompson was a... pretty good.
Was there a story of some kind?
Yeah, he worked for Time Magazine. He was going to Las Vegas to cover a motorcycle race, and it was like the Odyssey.
Big dope fest.
It was a big dope fest. It was like the Odyssey. Just one thing led into the other, and he really got into his thoughts.
If you were like stoned or something, it would probably be pretty cool.
That's watching the movie, you mean?
Yeah. I think it would make a difference if you're like,
maybe
into dope.
I know some guy who's going to go to the show tonight, watch Alice in Wonderland on magical mushrooms.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name?
another piece of tech talk.
Okay.
Today we're taping the show on March 11th, and we can pre-order the iPad, the Apple iPad. Just to let you know.
Oh, we can pre-order, yeah.
Today. Today's the day that you can.
For Canada's pre-ordering?
No.
Yeah.
United States of America. What are you laughing at your own country for?
No.
Okay.
I'm just laughing at how we're just way behind on everything, though. We get it after the United States, and
right.
We order later, and we can't have it until then. And
I'm kind of curious how much it's going to be.
We can't do that. How much it's going to be?
I wonder if the
$4.99. It's going to be over $4.99.
It shouldn't be. Our money is like 3 cents off a dollar.
It's going to be way more. You're going to pay, I'm going to say.
$5.24.
$100 easy, extra.
No.
Yeah.
It's 25%.
By the time you're done in your taxes, you're going to pay $100 easy.
Well, yeah.
More. I'll bet you more than $100 extra you'd pay than going over there and purchasing somehow. And claiming, of course. Now, I know you've got a jabber quote. You want to give us yours first?
Well, you have one too?
I do have two. One.
Okay, this is from William Shakespeare.
I thought you were going to say Shatner.
It's one of those. It could actually be in the ID for this show.
Could actually be in Star Trek.
What?
Go on.
I missed the reference. What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet. You can't do that to William Shakespeare.
I don't know. Shakespeare puts me to sleep at Stratford.
Your gear, baby. Puts you to sleep, really?
At Stratford. I fall asleep watching Shakespeare.
How
stuff.
Come?
You do too, I'll bet.
No.
Yes. You lie.
No, I think Shakespeare is...
you lie or not to lie? That
is the
question.
Whether to
be or not to be.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So they're just saying, he's just saying that...
Nothing sweeter than you kind of thing.
He's making it sound like a rose, no matter what you call it, a rose or...
A rose is a rose is a rose.
Same thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, same thing. No matter what you call it, it'll still hold its essence, whatever
that
happens.
What else would you call it?
It looks just as pretty and it would be just as... nice to smell and all that stuff.
Very nice.
Are you familiar with that saying at all?
Yes, okay. I am. I have a couple of quotes and mine are... that's one. And here's the other one. No, these are official custom Big JD quotes because I couldn't find
them. Oh.
Here's one. A funny name makes not a funny man.
Right, exactly.
So just because somebody has a funny name doesn't mean he's a funny person or would even appreciate you making fun.
It's usually the opposite.
Sure.
They're usually somewhat introverted because kids made fun of them at school because of their name.
Mm-hmm. And my other one is never trust a person with two first names.
Never trust a person with two. That's not very good.
Like Stephen George or, you know, Bob Frank.
Yes.
Yeah. Never trust a person with two first names.
All right.
Something shifty about it, I think.
There's a song that's relatively popular right now that has something to do with the why did your mother give you two first names?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but I'd like to check it out.
It's a Government Mule song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. On the new CD?
Robert James.
Is it?
That's
oh, right, right. Yeah, okay. I remember. I recall now. I'm not so familiar with it as... I will be at some point in time.
Okay.
The Jabbercast website, www.thejabbercast.com, and you can email us at...
Hear me out, all one word, at thejabbercast.com.
And next week coming up on the Jabbercast... I can't talk anymore. Next week on the Jabbercast, we have the Wherever You Go, There You Are, and Other Sayings show.
So it's a saying show or it's...
Some kind of saying show, I guess.
Or is it a travel show?
You don't have to ask the producers. No, it's a sayings show. Oh, wherever you go, there you are. This is pretty self-explanatory. That's what it says on there.
I follow him.
Wherever he may go, is not a mountain too high. Not an ocean too low. No.
Too deep.
Oh, right.
That can keep me away from my destiny.
From my guy.
No, it's destiny.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
My guy.
Talking, no.
So if you're really in need of another example, here's another one. When I finally found myself, there I was. But anyways, thanks everybody for listening.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.